Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I'm wearing the worst headphones of all time today. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
And Fiona was negative today.
I know, yeah. Fiona was whinging today. Yeah, not really, though.
I was in perfect positive form.
Do you know when you start a story with a... Now, I hate to moan, but, and you're like, ugh, but it's actually never really that much of a moan. It's always really funny. Moaning's actually hilarious.
I think we all need to moan a bit more.
Yeah, fact, yeah.
And people who are like, oh, we as Irish people probably moan a lot. Yeah, that's what we do, okay? Leave us alone.
And it's
our
funny.
Boss, whenever we say anything like, oh, I don't know, he goes, oh, God, he's so negative.
That's because he's Australian and they live on the beach and they're all so happy and the
weather's
good.
Yeah, all the time.
And they always have a tan.
But like,
you don't understand the way our mindsets work.
Not to sound all far right, but if you're going to come over here, learn our culture, right? Our culture is to complain and to moan.
Yeah.
And by the way, Fiona's in the bathroom. That's why she doesn't, not like she doesn't have an opinion on this,
she's just
in the bathroom. But he's just like, oh, you're so negative, oh, you're so aggressive. Like, and you're like, no, man, I'm just saying your idea sucks, and that's okay to say. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's more,
ideas are great.
Huh?
Not everyone's ideas are great,
exactly.
I'll happily admit that some of my ideas are crap.
Well, I would
not
agree.
Even ideas, but it's just the whole like. Idea that we're all moaners. It's just like,
but
nah.
I think you could
I
come
think
to
if
Nick.
If I lived in Australia and I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was sunny, and people, you know, they get up so early in the morning and they go
to for coffee or something.
Yeah, they'd like have a walk done, have like a proper meet up with a friend at 5 a.m. and then go to work. Of course, you'd be in better headspace. Like, it's so feckin' dark and cold here all the time.
I think you could bring a crap idea to Nick and he'd be like, "Yeah, I love it. Of course, let's do it."
Here's a thing. We come. Like we do a meeting with him in a couple of weeks.
Where we bring nothing but
crap ideas.
I love it.
Let's record it.
I record the meeting and see if
that's very funny.
But like it's literally the worst things.
Yeah.
Like,
but like not even like wacky stuff, just like actually crap idea.
What if I brought like, do you wee in the shower or something?
No, I would say it's like, I'd say he would love it. What if it's like, we're thinking like, you know what I mean? What if we were to sing every song that we play on air
for a day
for a whole show?
Yeah,
so we record the whole playlist and it's Emma, Dave and Fiona singing every song
on
other shows, like
Fiona, you've missed a lot.
What are you guys talking about?
We're gonna prank Nick.
Okay, what way?
We want to come up with really, really bad ideas because I feel that any idea we bring to people, like, yeah, I love it.
Okay, so what are
we really bad ones?
The first idea was we sing all the songs on the show at least one of the days this week.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
What's another crap idea that if we bring to him?
Like, think of like quiz ideas or something like where the answer to every question is Fiona.
That actually sounds class.
Okay.
There's a
lot of prep to do with this.
What if our idea is like, do you know what would be really funny, Nick, if every time we finished talking, we'd say, this is 98 FM.
Yeah.
And everyone in the room goes, yeah, that's so funny. Like, and he's like, oh, right, really?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know, but I'll
try.
I just think that might get confusing.
How was your wee, Fiona? Were you bursting?
I was, and now I'm so out of breath because I tried to get up
downstairs.
There really quickly. Yeah, we have to go downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Just office banter, guys. But it was good. It was good.
Nice,
bit of a weird smell in there.
Oh, I thought you
kind of like not from my no. I've been on the H2O all morning, guys, and I'm proud of the color of my wee wee.
Happy for you.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
How are we?
All good.
Happy Tuesday,
guys. What's the longest you think you've spent reading a book?
Oh my God. So
I'm not talking about something that's like Bible length. I'm just saying when you just procrastinated, even though you know that when you pick it up, you're going to enjoy it. Just the act of reading sometimes takes a while to get into the mind.
You know what's weird for me is like I'm reading a book at the moment, but I only ever read it before I go to sleep. Yeah. But like I have so much time in the day. I could read it then, but I'm like, no,
it just feels weird to read at 1 p.m.
No, I'm like, why would I do that? I have a phone.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. But it's obviously not that good then. That's what I need to tell myself.
No, it's class.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm reading a book at the Mo and I it's one of those ones that I know is going to take me a year and I'll probably start like another book while
in
I'm reading
in the meantime.
Why is it not good?
It's kind of it's not story based. It's like it's kind of like a researchy book.
Oh god!
I know. I don't know why. I actually don't know why.
Give us
I'm
an idea
doing it.
Of the
it's actually topic. Interesting. So it's about this.
I have to be a comedian.
I do have books like that. I've really been meaning to start those because I need help.
Radio presenting the gummies.
No, I want that as well. It's this book, and it's by this woman called Naomi Klein, and she always gets mixed up with this woman called Naomi Wolf, who in the pandemic went a bit mad on the conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And it's all about her life being constantly mixed up with this woman.
Okay.
And being like, what does this mean for my career? It's very interesting.
It does sound interesting.
But you know when it's not a story?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, I really have to sit down and be educated right now.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's taken me a long
you
time.
You feel like you need to get the highlighter and the
literally,
pen out
yeah,
and start
taking
notes.
Yeah, citation
needed. I'm reading brilliant books at the moment. I just can't finish them.
What's
like, there's three of them looking at me. One like, they're a mix of different things. One is a bit of crack. One is not a bit of crack. But either way, it's just...
I'm reading books where all the kids have superpowers.
Oh my God. Cool, man.
Spin is your number one hit music.
Blackpink and Jump. This is Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's the crack?
Oh yeah.
Good morning. I've been experimenting with a new feature on iOS 26. iOS
All right.
26 being the new feature on the iPhone. Basically, I have been getting a new car. I've been in the process of getting a new car. Very,
very
exciting.
Exciting.
Very so exciting.
Well, where? Isn't that always a weird thing to say?
Well, where?
Well, where?
You know the way people, when people get a new car, they'd be like, oh, well, where with that now?
What's
is that?
Is that
short for well, may it wear?
I've never heard of that.
Thing?
You've never heard of well wear as an expression when someone says get a new car?
No.
Well, that's blown me away.
is it well may it wear?
I'm double checking it. Well wear new car.
Wait, while you do that, has anyone heard of when you buy a new car? Say if you don't buy it at an official place, the guy gives you €20 to be like, good luck.
Yeah, mine gave me €5, I think.
That's a bit of crack, isn't
yeah.
it? To be like, what?
It's so well known. Well wear is an Irish expression used similarly to like enjoy or health to wear.
Okay.
It's said to someone who's just acquired a new car.
Interesting.
Slay.
No, that's I've so only weird. Ever seen it's like the getting it blessed.
That's
thing.
Good.
Break
as
a
well.
Leg.
Okay.
You know, well wear. But I always think well wear is a weird thing to say because you don't wear the car.
Mm.
Yeah. But then that's why I think it's like, may it wear well. You know, like on the road.
Yeah.
Like don't like, you know.
Well, hopefully I'm going
to
wear it well.
Tires. you wear it well.
I'm going to wear it well, but I had to ring up my insurance to be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be driving this new car.
I'm going to be skirt.
They were licking their lips.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, a golf is it? Oh, right, 5 or 6 years younger. Oh,
a GTR, you say.
So I ring them up.
A young fella, is it?
I'm like, oh God, I'm worried that this is going to be mad money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm on the phone and it's 17 minutes of holding time. Now, it didn't really matter too much because, as I said, the new iOS 26 feature, when you're on a phone call, you can click hold assist. And what it'll do is it'll hold your call. So it'll be on hold for you. So you can just go and do any, you don't have to listen to the hold music or anything like that. You can go and do your own
That's
thing.
That's handy.
And then when they've picked up, the phone will ring. So you then pick up.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
really cool.
That's so much more practical. I've sat there just waiting and waiting.
So when you're on the phone, you just click more and then you click call assist or hold call or whatever it is. And it'll basically hang up the phone call for you. Well, you think it has.
Yeah.
And then you can go about your day. And then when the person on the other end of the phone is picked up, it'll ring you and say they picked up.
Everyone holds so long that, you know, they're like theme music, like, and then like every 3 or 4 minutes, it kind of pauses to restart.
Yeah.
On that pause, I've been the bum being, hello?
Yeah.
Oh no, just restarting the
so
music.
So I'm on the whole thing and then 17 minutes goes by and finally they pick up.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh my God, hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Mr. Insurance
It's great to
company.
Be talking to a person.
Yes, it's
actually.
Fantastic. How are you? I just wanted to let you know that I'm getting a new car. And they say, yeah, no problem. Give us your policy number. I was like, oh, I don't actually have that. But
give
I
us
have,
your kidney.
Yeah, I have my name. And I was like, phone number and all that kind of stuff. And they were like, yeah, Grant. So 70 minutes are kind of basically on hold to this thing. They were like, yeah, you don't have insurance with us.
Oh.
And I was like, what? I was on hold for 17 minutes.
Shut up.
With a company I'm not even with.
No. Oh my God.
I rang Jill. I'm on 123.
Oh my God. You're like, who even are you, man?
So then I had to ring 123.
Oh, thank God you're insured. I thought you were going to say you have accident.
Oh no, I still have insured. I have insured.
It's just not
but I, so I rang 123, right? And then I go to do the hold the hold call thing, right?
No.
But every couple of seconds on 123, when you ring them, they're like, thank you for your patience. Mm. Them saying thank you for your patience, the phone thinks that they've picked up because you hear a human speaking. So as soon as I'm like, hello? And they're like, thank you for your patience.
Your call is very important to
us. Gotta go mental.
Oh, man.
So long story short, I haven't spoken to an insurance company yet.
I mean, you have,
but for absolutely no reason.
But you know what's gas about it, right? I rang the first company, I rang Chill, and I was like, this will be, and I swear on my life I said this. I said to her, this will be gas, I was on hold for 17 minutes, I bet you I don't even have an account with you. Ha 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 ha. And she's like, no.
Let's make
sense. She's like, actually, no, you don't.
No.
But it took her like 10 minutes to search for me. And she was like, yeah, no, you definitely don't.
You're definitely not here.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Carol, it's freaking mad.
I never wrote down where my insurance was. I had to go check my emails.
Chill 123, tomato, tomato.
They should be all the same.
I remember when I moved to Athlone for work many years ago, and I had been living in Waterford City, right? So in a city, so like a lovely Midlands town. My insurance shot up when I moved to Athlone. I was like, can you please explain why? And they were like, it's more dangerous in Athlone in terms of the position where the car would be left outside the house. Isn't that mad? I was like, would you go away? I'm moving to a tiny little town in the Midlands. Give us a break.
God's sake.
How class is this girl? She's everywhere at the moment, and just she's going to be headlining Other Voices in the Church.
Oh, no way. Unreal.
Olivia Dean here on Spin.
Recharged.
It's David Guetta with Sia. Beautiful people here on Spin.
See ya.
Same with Dave and Fiona.
How are you?
I've had a date in my diary for ages, just trying to organise my parents, both of them, to come up and spend the weekend in Dublin. They're living in Waterford.
I think that's so cute, like, the way your parents come up and see you. I find, obviously, because my parents are literally only down the road, so, like, why would they ever come to my house?
I get you.
But, like, I don't even think my parents know what my house looks like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I suppose really my mom would be great for coming up and staying, more so if she has something on in Dublin, kind of a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She'd be up for some worky things or whatever, and she'd stay the odd time, or if she has a flight. My dad, not so much. He's come and stayed once with me, and that was, do you remember, I was so buzzing. It was 2024 summer. He came and we went to see Hosier.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, my housemates and all, and he had the night of his life, home eating toasties at 2 a.m. watching YouTube videos. Having the time of his life.
I love that.
But I was really excited to have them both. I was like, look, just both of you come up now and we'll actually just do some, I don't know, touristy things with, I guess, somewhat. So my dad got a better offer. He's off to Spain.
No way.
Oh, yeah, he's gone actually, yeah.
Oh my God.
Was like, that's the weekend we've had since like May for you to come to Dublin. He was like, oh, is it? well, look, 32 degrees out there now. I'm gonna lay a stretch.
Honestly, good shout, Jim.
So I thought it was game over and we were back to having no plans this weekend. My mom said, no, I want to still come. And I was like, okay, grand. We'll try and get you and dad together then maybe in 2026 and get you to come up or whatever. But I was thinking, because when I was thinking that they were both going to come and stay, this is the first time they would have stayed, say, when I'm not living with housemates. And like, I have an opportunity to kind of, I know I live in a rented house and I'll never own a home, but to kind of, it's mine, if you get me.
It's quite grown up to come over to, it's specifically your house. You don't have multiple housemates.
Exactly.
There isn't like other people's cooking everywhere. And
I was thinking of different things I could do to kind of make it look like I have my life together, even though it's the middle of the month and I'm waiting painstakingly for payday already. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd like to walk you through and just see what you think. I obviously will leave her out a very decent towel. Now, I don't have matching ones and I'm not investing in any.
No.
But I think once she has one that wasn't from the beach in like 2016.
A decent towel goes a long way. That is 100% the oldest thing I'll ever say.
A decent towel goes a long way. No, but you know what I mean. Imagine if I was coming over to stay at yours or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And someone had left you a towel at the end of your bed. You're like,
oh, wow.
That's a bit of class. And it doesn't have a picture of a flip-flop.
My parents would so not expect that they'd be like, You left a towel on our bed. Yeah.
Do you know sometimes when people do that for you, I'm always raging because I'm like, I need a second one for my hair. Give me
yes.
two.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, clean sheets. Obviously, I'm all over the bedding situation. We know that. I'm a big bedding fiend. But I think I've realised what the problem is. I overcompensate with the bedding because I don't have headboards.
Oh.
Right, okay. Right.
Gross. Okay. Isn't you that don't have your life together no. if you don't have headboards.
No, do you have a headboard?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a headboard?
I couldn't yeah, deal if I didn't have a headboard.
Do you know there's a thing you can get on Amazon that actually looks like a headboard, but it's like a big cushion.
Oh,
and
yeah?
You could probably get it quick. And it's like, I will.
All about the candles. I think maybe to make it step it up a little bit, maybe a reed diffuser. I've heard about reed diffusers.
I like them.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Get yourself to rituals.
Probably going to have to empty the drying rack beside the sink with all the dishes.
Yeah.
At the moment, that's not a drying rack. That's just our life.
Storage.
It's just... Yeah, I've used it.
It's always there.
I washed it. I drink it. Okay. I've used it. That's from earlier. I don't need to wash that again. That was just tea. Perfect.
Okay.
Probably empty that out. Real food. So, you know, we'll get the fruit and veg kind of stocked up a little bit.
Yeah, throw away the takeaway containers and all that kind of stuff.
I had a girl live with me for a while a few years ago, and she's a dietitian. So I asked her one day to bring me shopping for vitamins.
Oh.
Yeah, she's all into that stuff.
Wow.
And I think they've been like buried away in some kind of a press for years. I think I'll just leave them out. Just looking. Just when she's my mom's using the toilet, she can be like, oh Jesus, she's all over.
She's very healthy.
Expiration date 2023.
Toilet paper, I'll stack it on the actual toilet roll holder, not just hanging around the bathroom in its massive bag with like the one in use.
Oh,
like on the side of the
bathroom. The koala upside down. You open it the wrong way.
Treat yourself to a nice ply.
One that's not half chewed by the dog. And speaking of the dog, somehow train him this week so it isn't clear that he rules the house and we do what he says.
Somehow get rid of the dog.
Yeah. I'll take him for you, don't worry. I'll grab him.
But yeah, that is all happening this weekend and we have absolutely no plans.
Oh, deadly.
Sourcing, lads.
Get yourself on the Viking Splash.
Still haven't done it, man.
Yeah, me neither, but they always love to scream at me.
Summer now. This is Undressed on Spit. Mr. Worldwide. Yeah. Go DJ. Go DJ. Mr. Worldwide himself. Big Boss. You ready? It's rare, I think, to have an artist that just makes you smile. Like even hearing that there was just, I was like, oh.
You're like, Pitbull. You're at it again.
Just trying to make people happy.
He really does.
Anyone know his real name now?
Yeah. Oh, don't disappoint me. Callum. It's probably Sean or something.
No, it's Armando Christian Perez.
Armando Christian Perez is much better the name than Pitbull.
Yeah,
but I don't think
long.
You'd probably take him too seriously then.
Maybe Armando.
Armando.
Very good.
Listen, do you want to go see Armando? He's playing July 7th next year. Tickets go on sale Friday.
Yeah, he's going to Marley Park, taking it outdoor after three amazing gigs at the Three Arena this year, and on to give this a go and hopefully win her tickets this morning is Clodagh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We would love to sort you with tickets for Pitbull this morning. Are you a big fan of Mr. 305?
Yes, I actually went to the very first concert in my ball cap.
No way.
Love it, Clodagh.
You were a trendsetter. You weren't like, oh my God, Pitbull's on. You were like, I've been there.
Do you think
I was
he
in
knows?
The trenches.
Do you think he knows that they're all ball caps, and or does he just think he's coming back? Do you think he's coming back to Ireland because he thinks, oh, everyone's bald like me?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Even the women.
Was it as good? Like, I've heard the reviews, obviously, and everyone was saying it was the best crack ever. Was it the best crack ever?
Oh, it was insane. It was so good.
Do you think it'll translate to an outdoor gig?
I do think so. He brings the vibes and the party, and it's amazing.
Okay, amazing.
Very good. You're going to need to put the sun cream on the ball cap.
Yeah. All right.
Clodagh, listen, we can't just give you them tickets, unfortunately, but we are going to put 30 seconds on the clock and give you the name of five different companies. You need to tell us if they're Mr. Worldwide, as in you can find them all across the world, or if they're not worldwide, so you can only find them in Ireland. Does that make sense, Clodagh?
Perfect.
Mr. Worldwide.
If you get all five right, you win those tickets. So you're either saying Mr. Worldwide or not worldwide. 30 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you the first one and then the time will start. Are you ready to play, Clodagh?
Yeah.
Here we go. Get all five right, win those Pitbull tickets. Tesco.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Eason's.
Not Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. H&M.
Worldwide. Yeah. Mr. Worldwide.
Harvey Norman.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Carrick Dunn.
Not Mr. Worldwide.
Clodagh, you're off to Pitbull. Yay, congratulations.
Dolly. Oh my God, he's going to be so happy to see you. His number one supporter, Mrs. Worldwide, if you will.
On tomorrow's quiz, we do maths questions. Do these add up to Mr. 305 or not Mr. 305?
Oh, yes. Oh my God, I love it.
30 plus 5.
Yeah.
Clodagh, have a ball. Enjoy that. And thanks for listening.
Have a great time, Clodagh.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Clodagh. Have a great day.
Bye.
See ya.
You know, unreal. I've just kind of thought, actually, tomorrow, why don't we do Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down and give away Pitbull tickets that way. And then Thursday, we can do the Mr. 305. So you have a day to kind of like learn your maths.
My God. That game is stressful enough as it is. I'm like sweating for people anyway.
255 plus 50.
No, I meant it. Don't say the same thing as Dave has written down. I will not be partaking
that
in the
That would be a Mr. 305.
It would be. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, very good.
See, you set that up for yourself.
264 plus 73.
And come here, tell me, what time do you want to play Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down tomorrow?
Half seven.
Great.
Half eight.
Half nine tomorrow when your people tickets to spin. I mentioned yesterday, a little bit later than this time, so maybe you weren't with us, but I came across this whole idea of what a silent to-do list is online the other day, and it actually was like, oh my God, yeah. It's basically when you live in a house or whatever, and no matter where you look, there's something that you feel like you have to do, so you always just feel like you're really relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
Or it can even go as far as like, oh, there's that top that doesn't fit me anymore, I need to go for a run. Like, all
exactly.
This
Mother
stuff.
God, that's
everything
a lot
on
thinking.
The list leads to something else, and there's five other things, so you're like, I'll never be able to do that.
So I was like, right, I need to, because I always to feel it, like I get home and I'm always running around. I'm like, just you need to just prioritize what needs to be prioritized. So I started my to-do list yesterday and it was so fun. I'd highly recommend. I moved the things I didn't get done yesterday to today, and then I treated myself to a green highlighter.
Very good.
I gave myself the buzz of highlighting things off as I went. Look how many things I got done.
That's gorgeous.
But then I even went down to the real small stuff and started putting things on the list that I'd done already just to make myself look
better.
But
that's what they say you should do. It gives you a little pep.
Something that I'd never consider a job. I was like, empty the dishwasher. I did it.
Yeah, literally.
My God.
Yeah, it's really satisfying.
Little wins.
1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago at this stage, we did a thing on the show where I was talking about how do I tell my friend to stop sending me memes?
Oh my God, yeah.
Do you remember this? Because like all the memes he sent me just weren't funny.
Yeah.
Was I here for this?
You must have been, yeah. And I just remember being like, oh God, every time I seen a text come in from him, I'm like, oh,
it was
what
just
am I meant
annoying.
To do
that
here?
Awful.
It
like
was
that
all
is
all the time.
I would die if someone ever said that about me. The memes you send aren't funny.
But it's like everything he used to send, I'd be like, I've seen that. And like every time the text comes through, I'd be like, for God's sake, here we go again. And I just had to laugh, react. There was messages from like over the past 100 days and all I did was just react.
Dave would never send one back over. So we had a big kind of chat in the show of like, can you say to someone, would you stop sending me memes?
Would you stop?
But I have to say, the last 3 days he has stepped up his game.
Oh, right.
He's
still going.
He's still going. He's never stopped. But the last 3 days have been really, really good to the point where I've actually been like, man, these are really good.
Okay.
These are really fun. Like, really, really stupid. Like, you just sent me a tweet there this morning that said, if both basketball teams just worked together, they could score many more points.
Such true.
That's something I would tweet.
And I just love that. I was like, that's excellent, man. Like, more of that.
Definitely.
So I'm worried that he's on a good streak now, but I just know because I've reacted well, he's going to be like, oh, class. Dave's reacted well to this.
Yeah, you give him an inch, he takes a mile.
He sent me 3 already this morning.
No.
It's 4 minutes past 8.
Anything decent, Callum?
Can I just say that we did this bit on the show where, you know, when Dave just said a minute ago, a couple of weeks or maybe a few months ago? It was 7 months ago.
Oh, mother of God.
It was March.
Yoda was not here.
The other one had just left.
The fact we've been on the show for 7 months in general
guys,
is
that's
mad
crazy.
To me.
I was just a twinkle in your guys' eye.
Yeah.
You weren't even on the show.
A little bit of stardust
in
our pockets.
That's what you were just thinking about me being like, I hope she arrives. I hope the stork drops her off.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on spin. Your number one hit music station. It's
not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hen.
Yeah. And it's happening in 2 days.
This is crazy. I feel like it's come up so much. If you don't know anything about what's going on, basically, Fiona's getting married very, very soon. She said she didn't want to throw herself a hen party. She'd be too stressed. And we said, ah, that's boring. So let's make her stress and we'll put on our own. We didn't want to do a hen because it's just all girls. We're an equal opportunities show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We didn't want it to be a stag because Fiona's a girl and that would be kind of crap for her. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do both? We'll do a hag.
Exactly.
So she's equal parts uncomfortable.
I love this now. I'm on board.
Oh, good. I'm very, very
excited. It's going to be such a good night.
Speaking of on board.
Yeah.
It's happening on a boat.
I love
you. You didn't get that segue there, Emma.
Didn't we say some other sort of boat related thing the other day? I think it was on board again.
It works quite well.
Always great.
So basically, it's happening this Thursday. Lots of you coming and are on the guest list. It's completely free. You won't be putting your hand in your pocket all night. But we are, as Dave said, starting with the Liffey Cruise. That's thanks to Dublin Bay Cruises and hosted by the one, the only, the Dirty Dame stuff.
I can't wait. Hello, boys and girls. Then we're going to Axe Throwing at Game of Throne in Smithfield.
We're going to have food, drinks and hen games. That's happening at 37 Dawson Street.
Unreal.
Fancy.
We've got a party bus from Elite Limos with karaoke to ferry us to all the destinations.
Guys, and what's your karaoke songs?
I can only do one.
Let it go. Go on.
I don't know if I can say it. It's too embarrassing.
Come on.
Jason Mraz, I'm yours. I know every word. Top to bottom.
My God. I don't know what's more embarrassing. The song or the fact you knew that that's your karaoke song.
No. You done me in your bed. I felt it.
So listen,
so hot that I'm melting.
We've been filling the guest list up with different listeners all week and we wanted to have a few surprises on the night though.
Yeah.
So after the show last week when Fiona was off,
we spoke to someone that she knows.
Mm. We've been kind of in the last while being like, oh, by the way, your cousin's really sound.
Yeah,
I love you. Your dad's great crack. Just kind of throwing her off.
We wanted to ring someone to see if this person would join us, but this person actually has other plans, would you believe?
Mm.
Don't tell her, but will you come?
Mm. I was saying to Fiona, me and Michael are going to a Leonard Cohen thing.
Oh, interesting.
On that Thursday night. And she said, oh, well, you can come along after.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, right. So
she's already invited you.
She's already spoiled it.
Well, she sort of just said, if you wanted to.
Okay, you can come after.
Amazing.
Where's the Leonard Cohen gig on?
Or Pier Street, somewhere around there.
You're going to miss the axe throwing, I'd say, but that's not to worry. You'll be there for all the fun later on. How are your karaoke tunes? Do you have anything that you'd know?
Oh, great. I love karaoke.
Good.
Yeah.
And tell us.
So does Michael if he comes.
So that, everybody, is Fiona's mum.
Go on,
Mags. We had the chats with her for ages. She's amazing. I'd say she absolutely loved that.
Did she? Do you reckon?
I love how she's just like, no context, Michael. She can't wait to bring him up. He's
the favourite child,
the only son, youngest boy. Oh my God. It's like, hello, this is my wedding.
She did actually assume that we knew who Michael would be.
I know, I love it. Like, just no good. Yeah. You know Michael.
He's great. Oh, he's an amazing fella. But obviously, you sent her the invite before us and she'd blown us off at that other event for Leonard Cohen, which is very spin, should I say.
Oh my God, my mom, one thing I'd say about her, she is so spin.
We were chatting to her, we're like, well, we just get a little bit of dirt on Fiona, maybe some embarrassing stories from her.
Fiona, when she was younger, was like a little ideal little child, I actually got called into the school because she was reading too much. You know, she was a real little geeky nerd.
Oh my God.
Really just a perfect little child.
Why was that a worry for the school that she was reading too much?
With her reading
And when they said it to me, I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll have a word with it. Instead of saying, who cares?
Yeah. But it was all going really well when you were a kid. You get in trouble for reading too much. I know what she's getting into now. Didn't really hold back
and then the end. Right, Mags?
I put up with loads of crap from her sister and was really kind and nice. And then one day, I'd say she was about 12, she came down the stairs an antichrist. and that was the end of the niceness. Until quite recently.
When she joined the show, is that it, Margaret? She's been lovely since she came to Fully Charged.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit before that. Yeah.
So she certainly had
strange teenage years.
Well, I have to say, Margaret, I owe my parents an apology as well because I was horrible to them.
I don't,
horrible.
Margaret. I was lovely always.
No, I was so mean when I was a teenager.
Yeah, I'm surprised at you, Emma.
I love the way she knows. It's just us and Mags.
I like the way she held back some very not safe for radio stories. Very good. Okay. Yeah.
So listen, we don't know if your parents are going to show up or not. I suppose we'll have to find out on Friday after the hag party because we're going to run you through it. You, if you're listening and you're not going, we'll run you through everything on Friday after it's all happened. Will Fiona's parents show up? Will anyone show up? Will I show up? I don't know. Will Emma sing together? Jason Mraz?
Please.
Who knows?
Please. Oh my God. I cannot believe if you get Mags on that karaoke mic, you're not getting her off it. Fantastic. Like, you are lucky. You're lucky Leonard Cohen.
I actually did a fairly good Jason Mraz version on the
She's
island.
Still on the Jason Mraz.
I'm just saying.
I have been having an absolute, I'm not exaggerating mare. When I say this, an absolute mare.
Ah.
An absolute. The new initials, the new abbreviation of WAP. What a palaver I have been having. It's been
You've
horrendous.
Been having a
whap. I've been having a whap in every sense. In every sense of the alliteration. Guys, so... Okay, so you guys know... we like coming into work every day, great. Love it. Love being here. I don't have a parking space at work, so I have the option to get a taxi in, which is great. Love it. Amazing. But recently, I've been driving in anyway and paying for parking, which is really stupid and a ridiculous way to spend my money. Money down the drain, as my dad would say, and I have a wedding to pay for. So I've been trying to stop doing that, and I've been getting the work taxi into work, which is great, until after the show when I have to get a bus home. Now, I have, which is fine for a normal, organised person. That's a great way to, a very standard thing to do on a day-to-day basis. Get a bus, tap on,
get home,
retrieve your Leap card, get home.
Something
very easy,
something
door-to-door.
So lovely sometimes. I'm thinking about getting rid of my car and then a few days a week I won't have the car anymore because I might just share a car with Jack. Yeah. And like, I'm looking forward to so much the idea of not having to think, to just getting a bus, sit there, put the headphones in and not have to think.
Yeah.
I do enjoy
driving
that.
Driving like, sometimes is like, oh.
If I have to wait more than 30 seconds
for
a bus.
I know. Like, but I think as well, when you have the app now and you know like your street, the spot you're getting on and you know you can kind of be like, right, I need to leave here in 2. Do you know,
it's Dublin fine. Bus app. It would never steer you wrong.
Never.
I can't think of any issues.
And they always arrive.
Oh, they always arrive. They never disappear into the abyss. but so I have a purse, right, that has about 4 Leap cards in it and a load of loyalty cards I've never used. And I am like every modern person in society. I haven't seen that purse in about 6 months.
Do you know what?
I don't know where it is.
I was looking for ID yesterday and I was like, my driving license and all, I know it's there somewhere, but because I don't carry a purse anymore,
no,
I don't know where that
where
stuff
it
is.
It's all on the phone. It's all online and we're very happy about that until it comes time for me to leave the Dublin city centre and get home. In the last 3 weeks, right, or 2 weeks of trying to save money and get the bus home, I've had to purchase 3 new Leap cards. I've had to haul my ass into Gaysbar and say, can I have a Leap card with €5 on it? And they're like, yeah, it's a €5 charge, you know that, so it'll be €10. And I'm like, I know. I've been here.
I'm a regular.
It's my time again. Yesterday, did you notice yesterday was absolutely roasting?
Yeah, so I thought so too. It was like 18 degrees.
Yeah, and it's like, I know that's really nice when you get like the bonus nice weather, the Indian summer, as they say, but it's kind of like you leave for work early, you have like your big duvet coat on, and then you're trying to lug it around. I was getting home. I needed to get so sweaty. I wanted to get some bits for lunch. Do you know when like you text your partner to say, oh, do you want anything in the shop? And they actually say, yeah.
Oh,
and you're like,
I didn't mean it.
I've already paid. I have to go back on the way home again. So I was really at my wit's end. And earlier this morning, yesterday morning, my Leap card had already fell out of my pocket because our friend in the office, Russell, had said, is that your Leap card on the floor? And I was like, oh yeah, don't want to lose that. I get to the bus, finally, after all my endeavours around town, and I go to tap on. What I have is the Cherry Comedy Business Revolut card. So, Dwayne, if you're listening and you're looking for that card, I have it right now. But I do not have a Leap card. I had to get off the bus.
Oh my God.
No!
The bus driver said, do you want to stay on? It's grand. And I was being such a lick arse that I was like, no, I better check if I actually dropped it in the chemist, because I was just in there. I got off. I have to spend another tenner in Gay's Bar. And I'm just like, what is the point of trying to do anything in life?
I get it. Anything. I know.
I don't, like, it's mental to me how you have survived this long.
No, I
like,
know.
It's amazing.
I know.
How you haven't gotten run over by a bus or something.
I know.
Like, it's just like how you leave the house with confidence every day is amazing.
You are literally, this is my dad. Genuinely.
Like, you live your life skating on thin ice.
No, 100%.
She is Mr. Bump. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's who she is.
Who's Mr. Bump? It's funny.
From the Mr. Man Bump.
Oh my God.
She's Mr. Bump.
Your sweet bump.
The only place to put your leave card is in the back of your phone. The only place it's going to survive.
What if I lose that? Spins fully charged. Recharged. I was just telling you there that I have been trying to save money by getting the bus home from work instead of driving and paying for parking. And I've ended up having to purchase 3 new leap cards in the past 2 weeks. So safe to say, I haven't saved a leap.
Can I actually say as well, it's a total farce. You have to pay a fiver for the card.
I know.
It should be a fiver credit.
It should be redeemable.
You should just buy a ticket.
A little paper printed.
You may as well.
Then I'd have to learn how much the bus costs.
Dying to get my car washed, hand washed long. And every time, because the lads near me who do it are cash only. And I'm just like, I just don't have cash.
Mm. I know, it's a killer in that way.
On the back of you frustrating everyone with your complete...
Guys, come on. Don't be annoyed at me.
You're completely
all over the place.
All over the place
for life.
Yeah. Just very simply... From Stacey, Fiona, she even put a comma.
Thank you, Stacey.
Get a purse.
Stacey, I have a purse. I just haven't seen it in 6 months.
She's
I
lost don't know
where
that too.
Is.
Where's your passport, Fiona?
Mother of God.
That's in the house somewhere. Do you remember when I was going to Sicily and I had no idea where it was? Where did it end up being?
Do you see what I mean by how has she survived?
No, I know.
Honestly,
it's bad,
I
guys,
wish you could have
bad.
Seen her face there when I asked her where her passport was. Her eyes.
Do you remember it was in the car one day?
That's where it was. It was in the car. It was in the glove compartment. Oh my God. I couldn't find a place to keep it.
She also keeps the car keys there as well. Yeah,
coming up on half eight, Emma, Dave and Fiona, 8:39 on a Tuesday. Let's brighten up your morning.
Woo!
I really think you listening are going to enjoy this morning as well. Okay, this is Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I give you, Dave and Fiona, a topic, and between the three of you, including you listening, your job is to fill out what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Just for an example, in case you're new to this, in the past we've done things like the last 10 performers at Croke Park. We've done things like the least populated counties in Ireland, and loads more.
Me and Fiona were walking from the car park today into work, talking about Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we were like, what do we think it is? Now, you had like a clue or something.
Yeah, I did. I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I had a clue from the man himself.
Oh,
Alan
okay. Because we were kind of like, what could it possibly be? Apparently it was a geography.
It's geography based?
Arguably, yeah.
Oh, okay. So he just sent me a red herring with that one.
Maybe so.
See.
So Dave and Fiona, you have 3 lives each. You're going to take it in turn to try and complete this top 10 list. I'll tell you what it is in a sec. You get a point for each correct answer, but you're going to lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10 list. And if they can't fill out the top 10 list, that's where you come in listening. You complete it and you win some IMC Cinema passes. Even if they do manage to complete it this morning, me and Callum are pretty sure they could today.
Oh no, that's too much pressure. I don't like when you say that. It's too much pressure.
With that in mind, if that does happen, don't worry. There still will be an opportunity for you to get involved and for you to win. So play
Bonus
along
questions.
And listen closely. Are you ready?
God. Yes.
I'm nervous.
So am I.
This week, I'm looking for the first 10 stops alphabetically on the Lewis Green Line.
No.
So we're looking for the first 10 stops alphabetically on the Lewis Green Line.
Okay.
Yeah, so not in kind of destination order, just the list of the stops in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Someone has been spending time on the south side.
Okay, do you want me to start off?
I'd like to start off.
Let's go with what I think is number one, Beachview.
Beachfield.
What is it? Beachfield?
Field.
Beachfield.
Beachfield.
What?
What? Not there, lads.
Beachfield is not a real stop.
beach field.
There is a beach something.
But there's not a beach field. I go on it every day. How do I not know? It's cow for the beachwood.
Beachwood?
Is it beachwood?
Beachwood is in there.
Come on,
is it number one?
Number three.
Number three.
Because I messed him up, so that was my fault.
That's okay. We move on.
Brides.
Oh, I would have said view. You're fine.
Yeah, okay. Bride's Glen.
Well done, Fiona. Bride's Glen is at number six.
Oh, my God.
Wait, okay. Bride's Glen. And where was beach, whatever that
is? Number three.
Beach.
So realistically, beach, as you can figure out, like, we're a lot of bees going on here. If we're like, looking at a bee at three and a bee at six.
I want to just get. Age?
Yeah.
Cabin Teely, what do you think?
That's not a stop. But there is a C stop that's out that way.
Is Cabin Teely? That's
no.
Oh, it's
it's similar to the comedy club that I run on.
Yeah,
it's that wood.
Oh, cherry wood.
Okay, I think this is gonna make it much more interesting for you because cherry wood is at number 11.
Oh crap. Right, so it's
okay,
A,
now
B.
This is going to be so hard.
So it's not Cowper either because then you've... Because that's after H.
It's the, yeah. Oh, okay. What is Broombridge on
Broombridge
the Green
is,
Line?
Broombridge is Finglas, yeah, it's Green Line.
Broombridge, you're putting it in there?
Yeah.
There it is, number four, well done.
Number four?
Yeah.
Wait, but Bride's Glen...
Is number six.
But Broombridge, B-R-O...
So there's one in between. Oh,
but
yeah,
o
that
comes
doesn't make
after.
O comes after I.
I've got that the wrong way around.
Okay.
My apologies.
Yeah.
Callum, don't say that so casually. If we did something like that, we'd be in big trouble.
We'd be kilt.
what the hell? I did that wrong. What?
So it must be a brr.
Yeah. Brr.
I don't know
this
any.
This is hard.
I'm trying to think, like, if you were to get on, you go to Parnell, you'd go to. Dawson, you'd go to Stephen Street, you go to Thing Street first, and then Stephen's Green, then you'd go to
there's College Green, but not because if it's after Cherrywood.
No, but you'd go, yeah.
Guys, really good. You're a really good team on this. Just in case you've just joined.
We've gotten three.
You're working it out based on stops and you're working out the alphabetically as well. Just in case you've joined just now, we're looking for
that one.
First 10 stops alphabetically on the Lewis Green Line. So far, Dave and Fiona have completed number 3, Beechwood, number 4, Broombridge, and number 6, Bride's Glen. A long way to go.
Bilali.
Bilali is a number... One.
Yeah. Well done, Bilali.
Number one.
I think I'm going to be out
there. Is there a Bally? Bally?
Ballyhawn.
Ballyhawn.
Shout out, Paul Mescal.
Like Bally.
I'm going to have to put a bit of pressure on, guys.
Fiona. No, I'm sorry. I'm completely blank.
I'm calling.
You're both
calling
out?
Calling
okay.
Yeah.
Shinny.
I'm going to be raging, but like...
So many opportunities.
A low-scoring one.
Yeah. So many opportunities
right,
for you
all
listening.
Right,
you don't get to talk.
Farmer.
Sorry, you mixed up 4 and
a
6.
A low-scoring one. Shut up.
087-711-1038. Now is your time to shine. You're going to get an IMC Cinema Pass for each gap you fill in. And there's plenty to fill in. We only have completed number 1, Bilali. Number 3, Beechwood. Number 4, Broombridge. And number 6, Bride's Glen. We're looking for number 2, number 5, number 7, number 8, number 9, and number 10 of the first 10 stops alphabetically on the Lewis Green
Line. Oh, but they
line.
Might get all 10 today.
Yeah. I'm raging, but I really enjoy it as
very
well.
Very good.
And
very
I know
good.
I'm going to be sick.
We are stuck in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. We're going to need your help. If you're new to this, essentially, I give you, Dave and Fiona, a topic. And between the three of you, as in you listening as well, you need to figure out what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, we've done things like the last 10 performers at Crow Park. We've done the 10 least populated.
We've done that one a few times.
Yeah, we did. That came up a couple of times.
Yeah, actually, a bit of a faux pas from our producer Callum there. And we've done the least populated counties in Ireland and loads more as well. So Dave and Fiona had 3 lives each to try and complete the top 10 list. They are out. And today what we were looking for was the first... This is hard now, the more I think of it. I wouldn't have a clue. The first 10 stops alphabetically on the Lewis Green Line. They correctly got number 1, the spot being Bilali, number 3, the spot being Beechwood, number 4, Broombridge, and number 6, Bride's Glen. But that is it. They are out at that point.
We
had an app. But I've never simultaneously enjoyed and hated so much a Top 10 Tuesday. It's really got me thinking. I'm so annoyed at myself, but
I
really liked the category.
You know the way on Top 10 Tuesday, usually it's like, oh, it's just on the tip of your tongue. This one wasn't. I was desperately trying to like just come up with places. And
you're also coming to, you were really working together, working your way through the alphabet as well, as in like, no, but that would be coming the second later. That's higher than B. That was enjoyable for me. So look, we need your help this morning. Can you help us out, Matthew?
Ballyogan Wood.
Ballyogan.
Oh, you were right. There was another
there
Bally.
There was a Bally.
There was a Bally, and that Ballyogan was at number two. Well done.
Well done, well Matthew. Done, Matthew. Thank you.
Can you fill in any of the others?
I've got one now that you said that.
Oh, wait.
No,
does Matthew
have any on the top of the head?
Oh, damn it. Ballyogan Wood. All right,
Matthew, thanks a million for that. And I am to send him a pass on the way to you. We'll make it a double. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Bye, bye, bye. Okay, come on. Mark, can you complete the list?
Oh, I probably have one, but I don't know about any more than that.
Go on.
Have a glass.
Charlemont.
Charlemont. There's no way.
Because A comes before E for Cherrywood, so it could just make it. It could be number 10.
Number 10.
Oh!
Well done!
Can I say the one I forgot?
Yeah, please.
Carrick Mines.
Carrick Mines was the one I was trying to think of when I said Cabin Tea.
I'm raging. Yeah.
Now, Mark, we have a few more to fill in. Do you have any more guesses to add to this? It's hard, isn't it?
It's really hard, isn't it, Mark?
It is a hard one. I was on the red line always, not green.
That's okay.
No.
Look, let's walk you through it. Number one, Ballally. Number two, Ballyogan Wood. Number three, Beechwood. Number four, Broom Bridge. Number five, Broadstone University. Number six, Bride's Glen.
Broadstone. Crap.
Yeah.
Fake ass place.
Seven, Cabra.
Eight,
Carrick Mines. Nine, Central Park. And 10, Charlemont.
Oh my god. Wow.
There we go. That list is completed. A pair of IMC Cinema passes heading your way, Mark. Thanks for getting involved.
Thanks, Mark.
Well done, Mark. Thank
Brilliant.
You.
Thanks.
Bye. Well, how do we feel?
We needed
Luke and John on to help us with that. Because we had Matthew and Mark.
Oh, what a niche apostles reference.
Come on, shout out to every single one of the apostles on the show.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, top 10 apostles.
Yes, oh my God, Judas not included.
There was Peter and Andrew, James and John, with James the Less and his brother
yes.
Jude. There was Simon and Bartholomew. There was Peter and Matthew.
You too.
God, really
there was Son and Terry. There was Judas Iscariot. There was Thomas. And that's the lot.
Oh, stunning.
Can you name them all there again? Sorry.
No, I can't do it again.
That was really good.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up with McDonald's. Start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans. On it. Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening? Good morning.
Do you know what's grinding my gears at the moment?
And yeah, I've mentioned really a lot of my energy.
But
he
I will
just came
say,
into work and said I'm going to moan to everyone.
I know, but this is...
As is her right.
It is.
This is her radio show.
It is.
When you have a radio show, you can moan.
Yeah,
Ella. That's true.
Thank you for supporting my show in a, you know, assistant side. But this is like completely my own fault. Like I'm in a prison of my own creation. You know, on like Instagram, like cooking videos when it's like, oh, I didn't feel like cooking tonight, so I just threw something simple together. Oh, yeah. And then they start chopping up an onion.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, that is not...
That's cooking.
Simple.
If I ever chop up an onion, honestly, call me Marco Pierre.
Yeah, literally. If the chopping board is out...
If anything's
going to
make me cry.
Yeah, literally. Or if you're, you know, doing that smash on the garlic. But I do think like some of these...
You know, I only learned how to do that a few months ago for the first time.
And I don't know what it does, but you
amazing.
Feel powerful
yeah.
when you
kind of get
what
that
is
crack,
it?
That
like
crack.
When you put your hand over the knife and you kind of like smash on the garlic.
Oh, like smash it down.
Yeah, does it release some more of the garlicky flavour?
I don't
perhaps?
Know, but it's kind of magic when you get the...
It feels good. Oh yeah, you could kill a man after that. But I think now some of these are definitely trolling. Like there's this video, like lazy dinner for my three toddlers when I don't want to cook, and she's like coating the chicken.
Oh,
do, you know when, do you know when you do like you get the breadcrumbs and
cooking
the egg?
Then to her,
I don't know. No, but I know she's just trying to annoy me. Let me check the comments. hang on.
Because I cooked yesterday, chips and chicken steaks in the air fryer.
That's good.
And then I put some frozen peas and frozen broccoli in a bowl, put some water in it, put it in the microwave for 5 minutes. I slaved away.
That's
kitchen.
A lot. Do you know what's real chefing now? What's high quality chefing? If you've like made a piece of meat in the air fryer and then you put the oven chips in there and you coat them around a bit in the bit of meat juice that was there and you
now that
say...
That sounds fantastic.
That's a bit of
9 a.m. I'm ready for a steak dinner.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Spin.
Hey, good morning. Listen, if you're ever looking for things to do in UK, specifically London, if you're ever there, then boy, do I have something for you. A lot of people feel that they were born to be famous. Mm. And it's time to figure out if that life really is for you for the low, low cost of £26.
low.
A fame factory in London, right? It's a 60-minute walk through, fully immersive live experience. You're meant to feel like a celebrity the entire time.
Okay? Right, okay.
It's giving the next Scottish Willy Wonka experience.
Welcome to Fame Factory, London's newest immersive experience that takes you on a joyride of what it's like to be a celebrity. First, you pick your path, pop star, movie icon, sports legend, the choice is yours.
So you get to pick like kind of what you're famous for, which is totally pointless, but I do kind of love it.
That's kind of fun.
What are you picking? Because obviously I'm going for sports star because every guy is born, for some reason, every guy is born with the blind confidence that they could have gone pro, it wasn't for their leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So what are you picking?
I'd like to be a really famous author.
Okay.
Oh, that made me kind of sophisticated. Like
I feel like they'd be quieter to you.
No, I'd be, yeah, true.
Yeah, would they be stopping you in the street?
They wouldn't be like,
I wonder.
Why are you so far right?
they wouldn't ask you, like, if you prefer a tater or a king.
No, yeah. No.
That'd be nice.
I think wherever you go, Spin will ask you that question.
That's true, yeah, if you're just going to Little. I would hopefully be a comedian.
Oh,
speaking
yeah.
it into existence.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Fair enough. So let's have a listen. What else is there?
You walk through 11 jaw-dropping sets with a cast that really treats you like the star. Board your private jet, sign with your new agent, walk the red carpet, guest star on a talk show. There's so much to experience and you really are the star of the show.
You know what it would do? It would actually dispel the myth that it's fun to be famous for lots of people, I would say.
And the whole, you asked for that. You're the one who asked for that. Yeah, asked to be a...
Like, I see what you mean. It's getting heckled and getting annoyed and, you know, having people following you around and stalkers and all those negative sides.
I kind of like the thought of it actually being like some sort of art installation. You know, and your experience just gets gradually worse and worse as the experience goes on. Like, you start to get paro and can I trust these people and are they really my friends?
Yeah, they're taking
like
my money. All
but
these,
before all
these people
that...
people on my payroll.
Before all that, you get to walk the red carpet, take part in a photo shoot. You get on a luxury private jet, obviously not a real one. You head to styling because you can also get your headshots taken because you're going to be the cover of magazines that you probably have to pay extra for and are completely fake. It's going to be like those screens after a roller coaster when you take the photo.
That you try you're not meant to take a photo. Picture, like, no pictures!
Shout out Emerald Park. but yeah, and the next room is where you're off to shoot promo content. So whether you're an influencer advertising something or a sports star partnering with a company, you'll have a green screen to make sure you get all of your content.
It sounds tiring.
You get the chance to be signed to an agency where they'll promise to only take 50%, which is, by the way, shout out, really, really bad deal. so that's where I'd imagine like the art installation starts coming in. You start getting really paranoid. Are people really my friends? Are they just pretending? You know,
does
the real
this fella really fancy me
exactly
or not?
The real celeb experience. No peace, no privacy. I would like that it turn into an arts installation, but I don't think it does. They seem to kind of delve into the actual like being a celebrity part of it, apart from the agent taking 50%.
They should make it like those cursed Elf on the Shelf experiences, like when the people come in and wreck the gaff. Or is like the Grinch comes and in the absolutely destroys
60 pound them. Grinch, isn't it? So the last room is the red carpet. The paparazzi are lined up ready for you. There's even a presenter of the carpet waiting to interview you. So this is an hour of your life. It's £26. The people that have done it recently were your one Andrada, who just came off Love Island.
Oh, right.
The Irish one.
She actually did it. Obviously she was invited,
which is kind of funny.
I'd like them to do a thing where they can kind of hack my phone and make it look like I've got millions in my bank account just for an hour.
That'd be a good
thing. They don't need to hack your phone for that.
What do you mean?
We can just take a photo.
I suppose, or like do something that it just looks like that's my quick balance.
Evan Nolan, hackers welcome.
So I'm thinking of other like things I'd want to be for just like maybe an hour. I want to be like Formula One pit crew because I just find that really, really interesting.
They really have their stuff together.
I want to be an RT newsreader, but just for one episode of the 6 Foot News because it's very stressful.
Oh God, yeah.
Couldn't be at that. A crane operator because I think I'd get too scared up there.
Yeah, and what about when you need to do a wee?
Yeah, well, just wee off the top of it, no?
So true.
And a circus performer.
Oh, yeah. Everyone always has that dream that you need to live out.
That's it.
I'd love to drive a Lewis just for a day.
Really? I would love to do that.
I'd really enjoy that. Better again, like a proper ear in Rhode Éireann. I'd love to spin down the country
That'd
on
be
a train.
A bit of crack.
I want to do the Lewis horn, but I don't want to do the boom, boom. Like, not that. I want the... So you know when people are really on the tracks.
Yeah, like you're taking the mic here, guys.
Be like, right. Oh, no, okay, yeah, they do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought, was thinking of like the rural rail. Right. Riding that rail.
Just for one like afternoon of a case when like maybe you're giving out sentencing, I'd like to tell someone their sentence.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah, that's, guilty as charged. Take him down.
That's psycho.
Sorry about that. Do you mind? Is that actually
if that's
okay
cool with you?
Is that or is like
that,
whatever?
Like maybe we can have that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, listen, look, you said yourself. Sorry, but
will you be good?
Your Honour, he was only messing.
He didn't mean it. This is Olivia Dean. We were mentioning earlier on she's been announced she's going to headline Other Voices 2025 next month. This is Man I Need at Spin.
Hello.
Over 20 minutes to go until this morning's Naughty Threesome with Michaela Hayes. But for now, we want to get you sorted with tickets to the Nightmare Realm. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're getting ready for Halloween with Fanta. And we do have those tickets for the Nightmare Realm for you to win. Not just today, but all this week.
They're teaming up with Universal Pictures and Blumhouse bring horror icons like Freddy Fazbear and the Grabber from Black Phone 2 to their limited edition packaging. They may be from very different worlds, but this time they share the same desire. They want the Fanta.
They want the yes, Fanta.
The full Fanta Halloween collection flavor range is now available.
And Fanta are an official partner of the Nightmare Realm, packed full of haunted mazes and so much more.
Have you been to the Nightmare Realm yet?
Not
Fiona.
This year. Not this right. year. But
how many
I will
times
be
will you
going.
Go?
No, I'll just go once. I don't want
trying to contain
I don't
it.
Want to embarrass myself.
What's the point in going twice? Like you already know
mayhem.
What's coming on.
Well, I guess you could go in a different order.
Oh.
Or you could, I don't know.
Mm. Okay, interesting.
I mean, I wouldn't say no. Like
Dylan and Jonathan are on to fight it out to win their way to the Nightmare Realm this morning. Hello, Dylan.
How things, all right?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you up to for the day, Dylan?
I'm just heading into work here now.
Very good. Are you a fan of being scared?
I am.
Why? Like, explain that to me.
Dylan, what's your favourite scary movie?
Yeah, what is your favourite scary movie?
Oh, this sounds like something from a scary movie.
That's what I was doing, but no one realised, but I'm fine about it.
I like the Freddy Krueger movies.
Okay,
oh, so
good.
Friday the 13th, yeah, right? That's Freddy. Yeah. No, that's Jason. Freddy Krueger is Nightmare on Elm Street.
And come here, do you just love the kind of adrenaline rush you get at these things? The heart rate going up?
I like being scared, like, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I wonder, is Jonathan the same? He must be if he's wants to go to this Nightmare Realm. Jonathan, do you love your scary movies?
I'm absolutely petrified of scary movies.
Oh, Jonathan's good. Like, I just want the Fanta.
Yeah.
Right, this is the easiest way to get it.
Dylan and Jonathan, we have 10 cans of Fanta in front of us. What you need to do is open them and find the haunted can of Fanta for you to win the 4 Nightmare Realm passes.
Jonathan just keeps guessing the same number.
I need that orange.
A case of Fanta for the person, obviously, who doesn't win their way to the Nightmare Realm. So, Dylan, you're on line one. Pick any can of Fanta between 1 and 10.
Number 3, please.
Number 3.
Ooh, very good.
3.
Ooh, not there, unfortunately, Dylan. Over to you, Jonathan.
Number 6.
Number 6.
6.
Oh. Nada, no. Dylan, fuck you.
Number 7.
7.
Never 7.
No, not there. Jonathan?
2.
Oh, God, it's one of those games. Dylan, over to you again.
10.
Nothing. All right.
All right, not 10
so
either.
So, Dylan, are we on now?
Back to Jonathan now.
Oh, back to Jonathan, sorry.
Number 1.
Number 1.
1.
Oh, my
not
God.
One either. Oh, my God.
So we've got
number 4.
4, yeah.
Go on, Dylan. Number
4. Oh, my God.
What is happening?
Is it even in there?
Jonathan. Are you doubting yourself?
Come on, Jonathan. You've got this.
We've
5,
got
8,
five,
or 9.
8 or 9.
Number 9.
9.
Yeah.
My God, the man who doesn't want to be scared is off to the Nightmare Realm.
Be petrified.
Congratulations, Jonathan, but Dylan, you're not going home empty-handed. You have won that case of Fanta.
Oh, brilliant.
Sound
That's
nice.
All I wanted.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good
Thanks
luck.
So Thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
bye.
Good. Thank
bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you missed out today, don't worry. More chances, as we said, all this week. Tomorrow morning on the show, just before 7:30. Right now, Kingfisher. Diamonds and Roses on your number one hit music station. You are listening to Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome. If you're new here, this is a very important part of the show where I get to talk about some really important stuff to me and usually not to anyone else. But you have to listen because I am making you. So we've been talking obviously about all Halloween stuff and Nightmare Realm and like these like haunted house experiences. Uh-huh. And I was thinking back on one of my favorite haunted house experiences of all time with my life partner and love, Dwayne. So we were at this...
Just say your fella.
I know, but you know, it just doesn't cut it sometimes. we were at this haunted house thing that was actually like an outdoor one. It was kind of... It was in the countryside somewhere in Meath.
Pharmaphobia.
Yeah. And we... It was like lashing rain. Mm-hmm. And how it works is like... People like chase you, like you were dressed up as clowns or whatever, scary clowns, like chase you through fields with chainsaws, all the rest of it, whatever.
They wouldn't have the chain on it though, just the moment.
No, they were, and there's always these like warnings that are like, actors will not actually touch you, because I think sometimes people like punch them in the face out of scaredness. So Dwayne's a bit of a scaredy cat as well, like he does not like this stuff, but he does it with me. And we were running through the fields screaming and
sounds
it was
romantic.
Raining. Yeah, so I was wearing like just like a black puffer coat, hood up and all, and he had a really scared moment and he like grabbed me for dear life and was like, let's run. Except he didn't grab me. He grabbed a little 14-year-old young bro wearing the same coat.
No!
And the guy was like, get off!
Oh my God.
And it is honestly my favorite Halloween story ever. And I like to remember it at this time every year.
And you like
poor
to remind
Dwayne.
Him. Is this the first time that story's made its way onto the airwaves, though?
Definitely.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now everyone knows.
Now it's good for
okay,
the whole
that's
family.
That's incredible. Stick that in your routine.
So
that's very good.
Stick that in one of your sketches.
That's very good joke there
that's
now.
That's very good there now.
It was true.
Oh
it was
my
actually.
God. Poor Dwayne.
Get off me.
You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Spin.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.